Chapter 4, Economic Freedom. Economic freedom is based on a simple moral rule. Everyone has a right to his or her life and property, and no one has the right to deprive anyone of these things. To some extent, everyone accepts this principle. For instance, anyone going to his neighbor's home and taking his money at gunpoint, regardless of all the wonderful selfless things he promised to do with it, would be promptly arrested as a thief. But for some reason, it is considered morally acceptable when government does that very thing. We have allowed government to operate according to its own set of moral rules. Frédéric Bastiat, one of the great political and economic writers of all time, called this legal plunder. Bastiat identified three approaches we could take to such plunder. 1. The few plunder the many. 2. Everybody plunders everybody. 3. Nobody plunders anybody. We presently follow option number 2. Everyone seeks to use government to enrich himself at his neighbor's expense. That's why Bastiat called the state the great fiction through which everybody endeavors to live at the expense of everybody else. Now, here's a radical idea. What if we pursued option number 3 and decided to stop robbing one another? What if we decided that there was a better, more humane way for people to interact with each other? What if we stopped doing things we would consider morally outrageous if done by private individuals, but that we consider perfectly all right when carried out by government in the name of public policy? By legal plunder, Bastiat meant any use of government that enriched one group of people at the expense of another, and that would be illegal if private individuals tried to carry it out themselves. He was not speaking only or even primarily about programs that are supposed to help the poor. Bastiat was a keen enough observer of the human condition to realize that people of all classes are happy to use the machinery of state, if they can get away with it, to benefit themselves instead of earning their way in the world honestly. The rich are more than happy to secure for themselves a share of the loot, for example, in the form of subsidized low-interest loans, as with the Export-Import Bank, bailouts when their risky loans go sour, or regulatory schemes that hurt their smaller competitors or make it harder for new ones to enter an industry. Of course, industry leaders will portray such regulation as being for the public good, and media outlets, inclined to give all regulation the benefit of the doubt, will do their best to make sure Americans buy it. This simple idea that government should stay out of the looting business and leave people to their own pursuits has had great moral appeal throughout U.S. history. The American poet Walt Whitman urged that no man's benefit be achieved at the expense of his neighbors. While mere politicians, in their narrow minds, are sweating and fuming with their complicated statutes, this one single rule is enough to form the starting point of all that is necessary in government, to make no more laws than those useful for preventing a man or body of men from infringing on the rights of other men. Likewise, William Leggett, a Jacksonian editorial writer, believed that government should be restricted to the making of general laws, uniform and universal in their operation, for the sole purpose of protecting people and their property. Governments have no right to interfere with the pursuits of individuals, as guaranteed by those general laws, by offering encouragements and granting privileges to any particular class of industry or any select bodies of men, inasmuch as all classes of industry and all men are equally important to the general welfare and equally entitled to protection. Whenever a government assumes the power of discriminating between the different classes of the community, it becomes, in effect, the arbiter of their prosperity and exercises a power not contemplated by any intelligent people in delegating their sovereignty to their rulers. It then becomes the great regulator of the profits of every species of industry and reduces men from a dependence on their own exertions to a dependence on the caprices of their government. Governments possess no delegated right to tamper with individual industry a single hair's breadth beyond what is essential to protect the rights of person and property.